I just, it's just like just one more thing being added on top. And I'm not really working full time, so, and, you know, it was just Christmas, so I just spent like hundreds of thousands of dollars on my gifts, so I'm just worried about, yeah, paying for it.
Cost is the main concern. Okay, well, let me grab John. We'll get the rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this TJ?
Yes.
Hey, TJ. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. It's a new year. Why just all right?
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing's... I'm just starting off my day, so I'm not really sure how I'm doing it, you know? I'm making the bed.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha at a weird time.
No, it's okay. I can multitask and talk.
I hear you. Well, we're down in Southern California. We're a premier Google partner called Local Splash. We've been in business for about 20 years now. We just actually had our 20-year anniversary this month. But I know you were going over everything with Tara, and she wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but I want to make sure, like, did she do a good job of actually explaining why we were calling you today?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any, like, specific questions about the listing on Google or how the first page placements worked?
Honestly, don't have any questions. I didn't know. I actually have heard you guys before. Well, maybe another business, but I know people that, like, pay to have their business on the front page. So
yeah.
Maybe with you guys might not. I'm definitely familiar.
All of them on the first page definitely pay to get up there. It's not a free service.
Yeah.
Like the modern day yellow pages, but back then you'd pay for an ad and then they'd still place it in alphabetical order, so you get all these companies with like AAA
yeah.
Landscaping, you know. But yeah, so this is a Google Places placement. It's a verified local listing. There are different types of placement on the first page of Google. There's Google Ads, which is pay per click, and there's Google Guarantee, where you pay per lead. This one, you don't have to pay per lead or clicker call, so it's pretty highly sought after. There's only three top recommended local options on the first page there next to the map, and we just have that one opening right now. But we're going down a list of landscapers. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill the position, we're closing out the categories, so we won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. But we do list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time, so we're not just listing you for landscapers or landscaping. You know, we should be able to cover all your bases if there's things that you specialize in. And we could also customize the service area. But the area that's targeted is usually about 40 miles around Bend, and you're kind of smack in the middle of that. So you definitely make a good candidate for this. Also, you know, we did see that you're doing some things online already, and we were like, okay, well, you know, if this guy can do anything with that, then let's call him first of some of these people on the list, because, you know, basically the stuff you have now is utilizing this type of advertisement in order to get leads to sell you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going, okay, instead of buying a lead from a third party and selling the lead to other people and charging you whether you get it or not, you know, why not we list you independently on the first page and just let people call you live? You know, that's what most people do anyway, and you don't have to worry about lead fees or your lead going to other people because it'd be a live call. I'm sure you could see a value in that.
Yeah,
so should save you money from that system, especially if you're looking to build up a pipeline of business and generate more traffic, and then we should also be able to make you more at the same time, just because there's far more people that utilize the guys on the first page.
Yes.
Okay.
How much would the rate be?
Well, for you, we're basically building everything from scratch. Like, right now, you can't even find Rodco Landscaping if you look you up by name. You have to get Google verified and get the Google business profile up and running, and then there's an advanced form of verification done for the
business. I already have a business profile.
It's not saying it's verified. Did you request that PIN in the mail?
It wanted me to send like a video.
Yeah,
verify.
There's a video verification process that you do, but usually that's after the pin. Because it's saying that the
Like a pin, like text?
Yeah, sometimes...
I never got one of those.
Yeah, sometimes they'll text it to
but
you
yeah, they,
if there's an issue with the address, and there's a little 5-digit number.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but I remember doing it.
Did you ever send the 5-digit number back? Or confirm it on the back end of your Google business profile? Because I see, like, the GBP with one review, but it's not saying verified. Like, there's no badge and check mark there on the listing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just, when I was doing it, it wanted, like, a video verification, and it's up on Safari, so I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just showing up is one thing, but having the verified badge and check mark is another. You want to be verified as a contractor. That just gives them peace of mind that you went through that process and that you're a legitimate company. I do see the Rodco Landscaping, though, with the one Google review on there. And it's the same number that we're on right now. So you have the GBP, which I was wrong about. It just says the verification's missing. But your review is from David Grosh about a week ago. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have to have the verification in order to even place you. So we could resend the pin. We could do it in the mail, or we could do it digitally either or, and just have you on the phone while you receive it and implement it that way. But you're supposed to put that number into the back end of your GBP, or if you're having somebody host it, you're supposed to provide it to the host so they can verify the listing.
Okay.
That's easy. Should be a lot easier if you already did the video portion. That's usually like the worst part of it, the most lengthy. But they were making it like a 3-step verification process before, where it was like you couldn't do the text message. So it was just the form in the mail, then there's a form that you fill out, and then they do the video call. All right, so let me just say he's already done video verification. Okay, and then you already have your own website. And then, do you have a Facebook business page at all? No, it's kind of off topic.
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Are you running Facebook ads through it?
I like boost my posts, but I'm not very skilled at running the ads yet.
Okay. We do have Meta Certified Technicians in-house. So there's two different packages that you can do. If you just want to focus on the Google listing itself and get the first page placement, it's $199 month to month. And that's it. There's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It'll cover you for 15 keywords and for a 40-mile radius. Okay, and you can hand select those during your client interview. If you want to do it with the Facebook ads, obviously there would be a $100 budget that we would want to at least start with. That would go into Facebook ads. So then, you'd be looking at $299 rather than $199. So it really just depends on what you want to do with it. That one's called our Platinum Package that comes with the Facebook ads, and then our Pro Package is just focused primarily on the Google listing and then making sure you have all the SEO content. So the SEO content's a bunch of directories, things like Bing, Apple Safari, Amazon Alexa submissions, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, things like that. They're usable. I mean, they make money, but it's not going to compare to Google or Facebook. Google or Facebook are usually.
Yeah, it seems like that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. I just, once again, like what I was telling Tara, I cannot afford that.
Right.
And
okay.
And I'm still doing business well, and I already am paying other companies and all sorts of nonsense to like help me with other leads and stuff. So I kind of need to just move. I want to save your number and actually use this because I do want help with your meta technicians and stuff, but I don't think I could do it right now.
I gotcha. Yeah, for the Google listing, like one of the requirements for us as a Google partner is we could only work with one guy per industry per area. It's just guidelines in order for us to keep our partnership. They don't want us to have more than the allotted positions of the people in the area.
Yeah, I understand that. That's what Tara was saying, and I wish I could take the opportunity. I'm going to go bankrupt. Like, I can't, I'm only working part-time right now, and with with that 200 a month, that's added on to another 300 and another 50, and like,
well, no,
I can't be paying $1,000 a month.
I would never recommend that. This is more designed to replace what you have, not necessarily run them side by side. I mean, obviously, initially, if you're probably be running them side by side just so that you have a definitive answer on what's best for you long term. But, you know,
I think I'm going to definitely transition, but right now I'm trying out this other leads thing, and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Home Advisor by Angie's, they really mark up the price on those leads, and then they kind of sell them to a couple other people. So there's actually...
Yeah, What?
If you go to, like, FTC versus Home Advisor, Home Advisor is the parent company for Angie's Leads. They bought Angie's List in, like, 2017. But they've been in...
Home Advisor?
Yeah, with the Federal Trade Commission since 2014. And so they've...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've even considered shutting them down. It's gotten to the point where they've accumulated over 10,000 complaints where business owners have lawyered up, like, they falsifying the leads, the likelihood the leads would turn into jobs, or if they were actually even credible to begin with. Sometimes it's just a dead phone number, and it's like a roofing contractor where they charge them like $200 a lead. So the guys will get like five of those a week. And yeah, it's almost like you just stole $1,000 from that guy, you know? So it's, You can look all this stuff up, you know, FTC versus Home Advisor. So that's why I was kind of saying, like, normally a guy's like, hey, I can't afford it. I'm like, okay, bye. But if you're using this service, and that's going to be, like, your long-term marketing solution, and we missed out on this placement, if you fast forward by the end of January, you'll probably find all this stuff out and want to leave them, but then we maybe not have the first-page placement. It would definitely put you in a tough spot. Especially if you're already, like, relying on this to generate income for you and you're only working part-time, I feel like that's kind of a troublesome area that you're heading towards over the next, like, month or two with those guys, because they're going to continue to, like, have you spend money, right? Like, maybe you set aside, like, a $500 budget. They'll try to burn through that budget as quickly as they can. They don't care about the quality of the leads, if they're fully qualified by your parameters. As long as it's in your category and it's like within 50 to 100 miles, they'll just send the leads over to you and charge you for them. They like automatically debit either from the balance that you have, or they just come straight out of your account. So you got to be very leery with those guys. I feel like if you're already tight right now, you know, fast forward a month from now, I don't think you're actually going to go forward. Some people have to buy like four or five leads for each job that they get on that platform, especially if they're new and you haven't really like established a pitch or a way to beat out the other competing companies on that list.
Yeah, but I definitely do. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, Google's the way to go. Like, you're on the right track with building your Google business profile.
Here's my thing. It's just New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and I've got a lot to do today.
Mm-hmm.
So can we set it up, like, tomorrow? It's just that today's, like, not the greatest day for me to cancel an entire Angie subscription and then create an entire new account and then, you know, I just got a lot going on today.
No, I hear you. Yeah, in order for us to create the account, honestly, it would take 2 to 3 minutes. But basically what happens is when a spot opens up, Google gives the whole list of qualified guys in the area in the landscaping category. I mean, it's Ben. There's a lot of you guys. And then my reps like Tara that you were talking to in the beginning, they're in like a call center. So we basically will call out until the position fills. And then once it fills, we close out the categories. So we're not allowed to work with any other like landscapers once we fill that spot. Not for this area anyway. And then tomorrow, they're definitely out of work tomorrow. Last Wednesday, I gave them the day off, too, for Christmas. Shouldn't be working on the holidays anyway. You know, the government lets us write it off and just pay them. It's paid holiday. But so that's so super off topic. Basically, what I'm saying like is if it's something that you want to give a shot, it would only take me a couple minutes, really. It's not super time consuming, but I could do like a client interview on Thursday, the 2nd, if that's like a better time for you to kind of sit down and go over everything.
Yeah, what time would that be?
That's up to you. So the client interview gets scheduled. So if I create the account, secure that position, you become a client of ours. And then, you know, it's, we're operating based on you at that point. We're working for you. So you tell us what will work best for you on Thursday, and we'll contact you at that time and get it all set up and customized.
Okay, I'd probably prefer just, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like 10 a.m. Pacific time to noon.
Okay. So 10 a.m. PST. That's perfect. We're down here in Orange County in Southern California next to Google Building 1.
Okay, cool.
So we're on the same time scale.
Okay.
The younger sister that's up there right now, she's out there for the last 2 weeks. But if you want to get it started, I need, like, 2 minutes. Can I create the account for you real quick?
I kind of just want to be completely off Angie before I create an account.
I understand that. I understand that. And honestly, I'm sure you can discontinue that. Like, did you look up the article that I sent you or that I was talking about? Like the FTC? If you just type it in, like federal, it's FTC is Federal Trade Commission.
No, so I believe you a lot. Like 100%. Yeah. I'm glad you're telling me this. I'm just.
Yeah. But the reason I'm telling you this is something you'll have to mention if you not only want to leave them, but get reimbursed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you just say, hey, I want money back, they go, oh, no, you did this, this, that, and the other, you know? It's like, no, I found out this, this, and this about you, and I'm going to report it if you don't, you know? And then there's also the bank option. You could just go to the bank and request it back and say it's fraudulent.
So okay.
Both of those routes, you're like foolproof. Usually they just roll over, though, if you mention the FTC stuff. I've worked with a lot of people who have used it and gone through this transition, and they tell me they wish we would have called them sooner. You know, that way they wouldn't have gone down that path of buying those leads and disputing them. And, you know, just takes up a lot of time and money.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. But, yeah, to do this, like I said, you're only committing to a month, too, by the way. Like, we don't require a contract. We want you guys coming back on your own. We want to also be able to evaluate you guys and make sure you're getting good reviews and everything. So, you know,
Sign
up with me today. It's only going to take 2 to 3 minutes. I'll create the account, secure the spot, and then, you know, we're locked in until January 31st. And then they'll do the client interview on Thursday at 10 a.m. We'll call you and walk you through it.
Okay.
All right. Let me just create your account real quick here. So you only have one phone number listed on Google. I do see your Google business profile.
Yeah, it's only one.
Okay. And then website, everything's the same. Hours of operation, everything's the same.
I might change the hours. Since I'm not really getting, like, full-time work, I honestly just schedule jobs, like, really whenever. So it's
even open.
Yeah.
I can change it to open availability for you. Yeah, this will definitely help you build up that pipeline. Like, you don't have any bad reviews up there. You know, it looks like, is that you and, like, some of your coworkers there?
Yeah.
Nice. You guys are young. How old are you guys?
Oh, we're, like, in high school.
No way.
Yeah. Well, like, a couple of us are, like, adults, like 18.
Yeah, but still, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty happy. I low-key had a terrible summer, so I was working for somebody else. And I originally had a business with my buddy, and my buddy's boss pretty much favored him, giving him raises, like, oh, this kid's such a millionaire mindset, he's so good, and kid starts taking over, like, you know what I mean, kind of like his ego's taking over, self's taking over, and I low-key am in this, like, extremely vulnerable position, like, am I this kid's employee now, like, is he just better than me, like, what? So then I luckily got laid off, and I just immediately was like, fuck this. I'm doing my own. I can't just
you know,
go down from there.
That's, like, how it starts. Like, I have a guy I was working with for 6 years, and he asked them to pay him more money, and they said no. They're going to go with another guy that was cheaper. And it's crazy because I see him all the time. I'll actually see him tomorrow. But he started up a company called Fresh Farms. It was, like, an e-liquid company. And he ended up selling it after a year. He sold it to a guy, bought him out for $14 million. So the best thing, it ended up being the best thing that ever happened to him, CJ. Literally. Like, that's how it started. Like, if they would have just paid him, he would have never started the company. He wouldn't be a millionaire right now. He just had a baby girl. So it's like...
No, that's the thing. I was working 9-hour days every day in the hot sun, like, ripping bushes out and, like, doing this horrible job, like, the same level as my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he pretty much raised... Our foreman got fired, and our boss thought it was smart to make the 17-year-old high schooler who's an incoming senior to take the foreman position and get raised to $25 an hour untaxed.
Mm.
And I was just like, are you kidding me? And he like, and my boss said to my face, like, he's better than you. He's your boss. And I was just like, I was shook. I was just like, what? I didn't know what to say.
Something you say to people. You got to appreciate your employees too. Like, good help is not easy to come by. And then
And then I posted a video on my Facebook, like, got the new sweatshirts, working on the job site, and my old boss hit me up. He's like, I'm so proud of you. That's so sick. And I was just like, but get out of here.
Yeah. Well, wait till he sees you all over the first page. So let me ask you this. And this just out of curiosity, was it Newport Avenue Landscaping?
No.
No? Was it Source Landscaping?
Nope.
Or Blake and Son?
Nope. He definitely has lots of clients and is a big company, but he's under the table, doesn't fill out forms, doesn't do anything. So he definitely keeps it pretty secure.
There was a from the ground up too, but they're running ads. Yeah, so I'm wondering, I don't even think he's on this level, to be honest. I don't even think he's on this level. Like,
I know what Source is.
Like a big fish, but yeah, I mean, the guys, you know who Source is? Yeah, Source is pretty popular. The Ground Guys of Bend is pretty popular, and Newport Avenue is...
I'm just surprised that Land Effects isn't there. Land Effects is probably like, it's enormous. Like the owner of that company is making so much money, like, just the, they have their own building. They have their own building, and like the trucks alone, like their fleet of just work trucks is over $1 million easily.
Yeah, so they were doing it for 8 years, but they recently had lost first page placement, and then they took them off their first page placement. It was because they just kept getting this stream of bad reviews. Like, they went from everything was 5-star at like 40, and then now they're at 46 and they have a 3.7-star. So it's basically like the last 6 reviews that came in were all poor. I don't know what they did there. But that can happen. You know, there should be a time where they just go, hey, man, you know, keep your money this month. We're going to go a different route. And you don't lose your Google business profile. You don't lose your reviews or your verification or anything like that. You just don't have the first page placement, and you won't pay the $199 monthly anymore, you know. But... you know, this will definitely help you. I mean, if you're only at 1-star and we put you up here, you know, you're going to see a nice influx. Even if you can't help them right now, maybe if the weather's crazy, you know, it'll definitely help you build up your pipeline. And that's really what it's about. If you come in with a competitive pricing structure, you're going to be able to steal clients from these guys left and right and kind of build up your own pipeline of reoccurring guys or contracts, maybe, if you will. And then you have the new ones consistently coming in while you're up there. You'll get calls pretty regularly. So I think this would be a great opportunity for you coming into 2025 to just kind of stack up that pipeline of business and build your client base as much as you can. Oh, you still with me, CJ? Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I lost
you. I'm sorry, I was muted. I was muted for some reason. I just said a whole thing to you.
Sorry.
I have a question, though, and this is, like, probably, like, the most hardest answer because I don't know what to do, but...
Okay.
I'm still in high school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily sure of, like, my path and, like, what I'm trying to do, like, 100%.
That's
and I do like being an I do like being an entrepreneur. I do like being an entrepreneur, but I still, like, I am applying for, like, universities and stuff, and I was wondering if it would just kill my business still. I did business throughout the summer, like, spring and summer, but then I'd leave for my university. That's just potential for, like, you know, the winter.
Not at all. So
okay.
You, you game plan for this. So what you do is you, over the next 6 months, you're going to run into guys and find out who's who, right? You're going to find out who's your guy, who's going to help you manage it. You know what I mean? And communicate. Just say, hey, look, I got this pipeline of business. I got this work. There's money to be made here. I'm going to go to school. I made a decision. I'm going to go to school, and then we'll do this on the side, and then they have them take care of it. You know what I mean? You'll have what you pay them from percentage-wise, and you'll have a stream of income. And I think that would be a huge advantage to you because a lot of guys are going to school.
That's what I'm hoping for, yeah. I wanted to tell it to somebody and, like, see what their feedback is and
actually see if it could be possible. There's, like, six of you guys right there, you know? I'm sure one of those guys, maybe if they want to stay back and work, or if you hire a new guy over the next 6 months to jump in with you, you know, have them stay back.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good
problem. I'll get it figured out.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have, you know? Those guys will be working while you're going to class. And it's like, okay, I got money coming in while I'm doing this. It's great. You don't have to worry about working after school. All right. I'm going to send everything in writing. You get a written service agreement with this placement with our company. You also will get a receipt that you could write off as a business expense, actually, here in about a week or two, because it's still technically 2024. So you can do taxes and get it back that way. And then, let me see here. They're going to send you a username and password. We have an app and a tracking system that help you keep track of all your clients. That'll be a good tool for you, too, especially if you're going to transition later into college and you still want to be able to oversee everything. What's your business email address where I could send this all to you?
contactrodco@gmail.com
Okay. All right. And I'm going to send you these articles too, by the way. I'm not supposed to do that. Google doesn't want us to, like, bash another company in order to convince you to sign up for us. It's kind of a bad look on my part. But I'm going to send it to you just so that you don't have any hiccups with getting out of that later. Okay. When you contact them.
Okay.
I'm going to text this to you here. That way you have that article. And then also send my direct number and extension. And then we have a team of guys here that'll be walking you through and making sure everything's working. So that's always nice, too. You don't got to come home and jump on a computer and figure out where your next client's coming from, things like that. You know, you have a whole company here that's going to get you to where you need to be, and then you'll be in position to just kind of focus on the customers, getting good reviews, and then managing your guys out there, take care of jobs. The address for your PIN verification letter, they had a 19974 Bainbury Avenue in Bend. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, so that's the thing, too. That's my, like, home address that my parents own. And I live in my parents' home. So that technically is my address because I don't have any other address, but I don't really want that, publicly viewed because
it'll be
in case a client that's mad and wants to ruin my life or, like,
you're good. That's worst case scenario, CJ. So we always hide the address if it's a residence. Google requires it, actually. So your listing's only going to have Bend, Oregon 97702 on it as far as an address.
Thank you.
So they'll know you're local to Bend, but they won't see your street address or be able to get turn-by-turn directions to you, come steal your stuff or anything.
So I got your text. What do I do? Am I just connecting with you or clicking the link?
Yeah, so that one, the link is just the FTC article about Home Advisor. When I process your first month's payment, then it's going to send you, like, the actual service agreement in writing to sign, the verification form, and then your
And, John, what's your last name?
Hill, H-I-L-L.
Company?
Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L, like people in your area, and then Splash, like water.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And is CJ short for anything?
What?
Is CJ
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I call my son KJ, but his name's Kyrie G. So I kind of figured I was like, CJ? I always like calling him.
Yeah, Kyrie is a sick name.
Yeah, it actually means in Greek, Lord have mercy. So that's why I like it. It's actually a Christian, like, liturgy, but it's Greek language, which I didn't know before, but my wife pointed it out to me. I've always only heard it from the basketball player. I was kind of like, I don't know about that guy. And she's like, no, look, it means, you know, Lord have mercy in Greek. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. And you can actually write this off as a business expense. I don't know if you intend to do it, continue to do things under the table. I mean, you're more than welcome to do that. Cash is still king. But if you do decide to file, there's a lot of advantages when you're a business owner. You know, you could write off your gas. You could write off purchases like this. As a
business. Oh, like filing taxes?
Yeah, and then they end up giving it back to you on your.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do all that yet, but I will be it, like, eventually.
Yeah, you just want to get a CPA, and then anything, like, receipt-wise that has to do with the business. Like, if you buy gas to put in a vehicle and you use that vehicle to get to jobs, that's a business vehicle. You could write it off. So that's, like, the main benefit, and a lot of reason why some people start businesses is just because all the tax benefits, you know. They basically almost make it like you guys are working for cash, you know. They give you so many perks, but...
I want to take advantage of working under the table, honestly, as long as possible, just because it definitely is way easier, but you can get in huge trouble. So, but that's the thing, like my boss, this is why I feel a lot more confident. Like, I don't even have a registered business yet, honestly, which I'm going to do. I just, it's on my bucket list of things to get done. And I'm, but here's the thing, like my boss that I worked for, we did an over a month job doing irrigation, which you need a license for. We were moving rock. We were using an MT-100 Bobcat. We were using chainsaws. We were, and he is an insured. He pays us under the table. He has no irrigation license. He's unlicensed for everything. And he's been doing business for 6 years. And dude, the checks that he, like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So that just makes me feel a little bit more comfortable. Just because, like, it seems like Central Oregon is not super, like, on the watch if he's getting away with all of that. And the client that I'm telling you that job we did, selling his house for over $4 million. Like, that bro's definitely got connections. He's big. Like, it, so, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I look off of.
Very lenient. Like, they even tell us in the state of Oregon, it's fine for us to list you without license, insurance, business registration. Fine. They just say, like, they recommend it, you know, but it's not a requirement, and it's just kind
of
like...
Yeah, I'm definitely going to, but most of the jobs we're just doing is raking leaves and taking things to the dump, and...
Well, for now...
Unless the client... I've had a client want waivers filled, like, release of liability, you know what I mean, where they don't get sued, and I've had my guy sign it or their parents sign it, which is totally fine, but other than that, it's been... I've done over 15 jobs and nobody's cared.
Yeah. No, you're good. Like, when I was young, I used to spend my summers just going around to the neighborhood, and I would ask them, like, hey, you want to push this lawnmower? You know, maybe $30, $40, I'll come by your house and, like, make sure your front yard looks nice, you know? That's kind of how I did it. But that was back then, $30, $40 was a lot. You do that now, it's not much. But yeah, they're super lenient in Oregon, so I wouldn't even worry about that. But again, we are in a recorded line, so Google tells us, like, we should recommend that you get it just to make sure that you don't run into any hiccups. Because all it takes is, like, one bad client that's just, like, a headache, and, you know, like, then all of a sudden they're trying to come after you. But you sound like a young, nice guy. I mean, there's no reason for us just, like, really evil.
I haven't really had much problems yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the only problems I've had, honestly, is just people, like, forgetting to pay or, like, just not paying. Like, they'll view the invoice but then just not do anything, and it's, like, a week, and I'm like, honestly, like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you want to try to make sure you secure, like, a percentage if it's a large project, maybe even half up front, just so you can avoid that, because it's just really awkward if somebody's, like, thinking over on you guys, you know?
See, we're not doing... one day we'll be getting big projects like that, but they're not that big yet.
Yeah,
I'm still making good money, though.
This will bring in some bigger job opportunities. Like, I've had guys where they're just, like, pushing a mower, and then, you know, they get the Google advertising going, and they move into, like, landscape design, and they're doing, like, whole backyard projects, and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, then they need to buy equipment, and they're growing their business, so, you know, that's totally fine. fine. I can see that happening with you if you want to. But if you just want to focus on the smaller landscaping jobs, we can have it set up that way too, you know.
So, for now, yeah, because honestly, I would want to expand into that, but I think it's going to take a couple of years because luckily enough, another one of my guys that honestly kind of started this business with me or helped me out a lot, he has like a passion for landscape architecture. So what I'm like, I definitely don't like love landscaping. It's just definitely a good path to start a business, and I needed to do something after like everything happened with my friend and my boss. So I don't think I'm going to be doing this for my whole life, but what I think maybe is if my pal can work hard and get this an actual degree and have some paper of like some real experience, then he could honestly just, I'm owning the business and he meets with clients, you know, does the designs and then runs the crew.
Yeah, that's another thing I didn't touch on too. Like, there's so much subcontracting opportunity when you have that first page placement. There's a lot of guys where it's like, you know, another landscaping company and you know guys at another landscaping company, and you could always contact them and say, hey, you know, you guys want to pay me $100. This lady told me she got $1,000 project you can go knock out this weekend, and they'll give you that $100 just by answering your phone and being on the first page of Google. You're making that. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of benefits to having that placement outside of just the immediate work that you'll take on in those contracts. You know, sometimes you might be too busy to be able to help these people, but you may have the resources to point them in the right direction and still get a percentage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's older guys out there that run roofing ads, and they literally just run their ads, and they're not actually like a roofing company. They know roofing, but they're just like retired, or they're not great anymore. And
Yeah.
And they just set appointments and subcontract out leads, like Home Advisor's doing, but like independently, you know, and they don't
right,
sell it
yeah.
to five people.
Yeah. It's like what's it called? Like freelance.
Exactly.
Marketing.
Like freelance marketing, freelance subcontracting.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched this young kid on social media who like was paying like $7,000 a month affording a like Lamborghini Aventador from freelance scale marketing or whatever all that is.
Yeah.
Making ads for people.
There's guys that just they create ads, they run ads, and then they have their phone number on it, and then people will call them for jobs, and then they literally take a percentage and dispatch the jobs. So they just do it independently. It's like if I left here and I know all the ins and outs of it, and I just launch a bunch of ads so I get a bunch of leads, and then I'll start contacting the local companies and I try to make a deal with them. Hey, you know, for each lead I send you, I'll get this. Or if the contract's this big, I'll get this much percentage. And there's tons of guys out there like that. That's how a lot of them stay busy, especially if they're not on the first page. They're still somehow getting leads from the first page because they know a guy that's subcontracting it to them. That make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I locked in your client interview just now. I accidentally scheduled it for 9 to 10 on Thursday, so I just switched it to 10 to 11. You'll get a notification for that. And then
yeah.
I have your whole profile set up already. The verification form is going to come through right now while I have you on the phone, but we do got to secure that first month's payment of the $199. How did you want to do that?
See, that's my thing. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, I don't think I can afford the $200 right now, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the $199 is what they would need up front in order to secure that position for Rodco Landscaping.
Can we wait till Thursday?
I wouldn't be able to hold a spot, no, because usually when a position opens up, there's a call center. You remember Tara that you were speaking with in the beginning of the call?
Yeah.
They got like 40 Taras downstairs in a room, and then they go down the list, and then if one of the business owners wants to secure the spot, or if they have like pricing modifications that they want made, then they'll send it to me as a manager. Pretty much they just do that until the position closes out. Once they fill that spot for this area, we got to basically wait until somebody relinquishes their spot. whether they be...
Okay, I can do it.
You want to get it going?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you'll make this thing back, and the beauty of it is this first invoice is going to be the last day of the year, so it's still technically 2024. So it's almost going to be like you get a month free by the time your next bill rolls around if you go file. Should be making money back. And then obviously the clients it's going to bring in. But I'm ready for you. So as long as everything matches up, does the card say CJ Rogers, like Rodco Landscaping?
This what?
The card, on the front of the card, does it say Rodco Landscaping or does it just say CJ Rogers?
Oh, like my debit card?
Yeah, the payment information.
Oh, it's Carpenter Rogers. My first name's Carpenter. Yeah, okay. I don't know why, but yeah, that's why I go by CJ.
It's okay, I'll put Carpenter.
Right, Rogers with a G. It's Rogers, or with a D, sorry, R-O-D-G.
Okay, like Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. Okay, CJ Carpenter Rogers. Okay, it's accepted. Okay, and then is the billing address the same as the street address for your PIN verification, the Bainbury Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah, hold on. 4266.
4266.
3400.
3400.
0466.
0466.
4844.
4844. Okay, and the expiration
date. And
then
security is, 0925.
Okay, and then security code on the back.
745.
Okay. And then, obviously, in order to have success with this campaign, you're going to need to be responsive or, like, proactive with the campaign, not just to us, but to your customers. Is that something that you'll be able to do within a reasonable period of time?
Besides Christmas, I've called every single one of my leads, like, the moment I get them.
Okay. Well, these ones will be calling you, so it's like you're going to miss the call, and then it's like, okay, try to respond to them within the next 24 to 48 hours, they say.
Yeah, as long as their area code's in Bend. If their area code's some random location, then I start getting suspicious, but yeah.
Yeah, so the listing, you can cover up to 40 miles, but we could shrink it if you like. So that they'll address that during the client interview. You can.
I'd honestly appreciate it if you could shrink it a bit. 40 miles is low-key a ways.
Yeah, especially if you get one of those windy roads. if 1 mile feels like 10 sometimes. Okay, let me just put this note in here for them. But during the client interview, that's what they're going to focus on. So they're going to go over, like, the areas that we're targeting, the keywords that you're listed for, and then they'll ask you a couple of questions just to help customize the campaign and make sure that the clients that you're exposed to are, like, good leads and job opportunities and not somebody wasting your time. And then it says, okay, so your first month's payment is going to be processed today. It's December 31st, 2024. It's going to be in this discounted price of $199. And then I've waived all other setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. I've also locked you in on this pricing structure. So as long as you're with us, you'll actually keep this $199 rate. It's not going to go back up to the traditional pricing structure. Okay, so that's going to save you $300 every month. And then if you want to add...
Yeah, I could...
Later, we can always do that. I know you're saying things are tight right now, so we're just going $199. But if you want to do the Facebook, the starting budget is $100. So you just let us know, and then we can add that to the campaign too. And we have Meta certified technicians in house that can host it for you.
Yeah, hopefully in the future. But right now,
it's just about getting the clients coming in and getting money coming in. You know. Also, I want to be able to steal you away from that. Paper lead service, because that'll have you going backwards before you're going forwards, you know.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
So thank you.
No problem. Yeah, we'll get you there. Like I said, I've been through this process. I've been doing it for 12 years, so can't tell you how many guys that have got their business up and running, and you know, they start out with just an idea. You know, a lot of them, I find them and they're further behind than you. They don't even have the Google Business Profile. They don't even have a website. or basically go.
Well, so here, so I was lucky enough to like meet a kid,
mm-hmm.
and this kid, if you think I'm impressive,
yeah,
this kid just told me he did 80K in 2024 with his car mobile car detailing business.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 10 grand building a trailer with his dad, and yeah, I asked him, I was like, one day, can you help me with getting my business license? And we started meeting up. He helped me make business cards. He helped me link my Meta account. He helped me, he did pretty much all of it for me to get set up to where I'm at. And he's 16. He's
young. The next generation is just nuts, man. I have a kid, he's 4 years old, and he's literally like, he doesn't ask me for anything. He like goes to the fridge, he'll get his food, he'll make himself a sandwich, he'll go grab his tablet, he'll unlock it.
At four?
He's four.
At four?
He's 4 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that's...
He literally makes his own peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He knows how to read.
Okay, I was doing that. I remember doing that when I was a little preschooler, but...
Yeah, still, he started reading at three. At three. They were like, dude, your kid's hyperlexic. He can read a whole Cat in the Hat book at 3 years old. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, look. And they sat him down. And I guess, like, they say the tablets are bad, but I, you know, sometimes I would let him, because it's just hard to keep up with a little kid like that all the time. So I would just let him watch it, but all of it was like kids shows. So it would just be ABCs, colors, numbers, letters, you know? And I think that's what made it happen. Like, he knows the whole alphabet already by the time he was two. He was counting to 30 by the time he was two. And they were just like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I don't know if I just got a baby genius or what. Like, I have a 126 IQ when I did my Wonderlic. But yeah, this kid's just like, I don't know. And I just think it's just the next generation. Like, you guys, I was born before the phones. I'm 32. And so, like, they still had, like, bricks and pagers, you know what I mean? When I say brick, it's like a big block phone with, like, no screen. That's a cell phone. But, yeah, this generation is just totally different, man. Like, this guy's exposed to so much stuff in such a small amount of time. He could, like, see the world.
Yeah, social media can definitely be, like...
Be really good,
very
bad, you know?
Very bad, but...
Yeah.
I'm literally writing my college essay on success, and I'm learning, like, all my sources are from my videos I watch from the content creators that I follow that are millionaires in Miami at 21 years old.
Yeah, you guys have unlimited information. Like, when I was young, I'd be like, Dad, what is this? And my dad didn't know. I just never figured it out. You know, nowadays, it's like, you can be five, you know how to use a phone, you could just ask Siri. You know, you don't even have to type it in. You could just ask your phone, and your phone will give you an answer that your parents...
Yeah, I was showing my dad ChatGPT, and he was just blown away.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Dad, he's in a situation, he's actually in sales like you, but medical sales, where
his company just got
bought, that he provides tools and replacements for surgeons, like knees, shoulders, and hips. So his company will have, like, Lima, let's say.
Yeah.
They have their own
really
tools and replacements.
SoCal, too. A lot of
you know what Lima is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad's a big Lima corporate. Same with Catalyst.
Yeah. They usually do pretty well. They make a lot of money, but it's kind of up and down, too. Like, sometimes.
Yeah, so Lima just got bought. Lima just got bought. And they want my dad signing a non-compete, and then he gets 12% down on his pay. It was a pretty horrible, situation. But other than that, I showed him, hey, ChatGPT, write a statement that you will not be signing the non-compete to the company GJO, and it just whipped out this complete thing, and he was just blown away.
Mm.
Like, that took me 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's quick. I love the technology, honestly, but it's like, I feel like on that part, like the old school learning of like write things down, actually remember it off the top of your head, is just dying. And it's like, I think it's good in the sense of like my kids learn a lot of stuff, but I know if I take that phone away from him, he's going to be so lost, like another level of lost when you take the technology.
Oh yeah, no, you got to be very careful with, his attention span, definitely. Like, I work at a restaurant, too, and it's really hard to see, like, at least when I was a little kid, when I went out to dinner with my parents, like, no matter what age, I wasn't just headphones on, iPad plugged in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, making eye contact.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, his social
skills are all off.
And that's
what people, even at the adult age, people, even at, like, as an adult, these short videos makes our attention spans, like, so much tinier. So then it makes it so, like, you can't even watch an entire movie without, like, needing to watch, like, a 15-second video.
Yeah. It's weird how it's affected us, you know, but I did notice that with my son. I thought that he had a problem. This is how I figured out he was so smart, was I thought he was, like, on the spectrum, like autism, and because he wasn't really holding conversations well. And I noticed a lot of the stuff that he was watching was just so rapid fire with information, where he got used to his brain just processing stuff way faster than he could speak, you know? And so his conversations were just off. Like, you'd get little words from him, and then he would just kind of like, oh, you're not getting it. And he would, like, disconnect. And so it was weird talking to him. And so I took him to a specialist, and they sat down, and they were like, no, dude, your kid is, like, extremely smart. He's just socially awkward because of this, this, and this, you know? So that's when I figured out, like, he can read and all this stuff. You know, he was flipping through pages super fast, and he's only, like, 3 years old. He would just go through whole sentences. And I'm like,
and
oh,
so he's not autistic? You guys, like, tested or anything?
No, like, hyperlexic is usually a trait of some people on the spectrum. Like, you turn into, like, a genius when you have...
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I have a buddy. I have a growing up friend who was severely autistic, but he was lucky enough to actually, I don't even know, like, UCLA, they had a connection to be able to have him do some treatment and help with, like, UCLA's, like, medical clinic, and they totally saved his life. And, like, he literally went from not even being able to speak at, like, 7 years old to now he's accepted with, like, he's going to be going to be, like, a computer science major at, like, UW.
Wow.
And then work for Nintendo.
Yeah, my son was
weird.
And
it's just so happy.
I didn't hear him say dad until he was almost 2 years old. And then when he started talking, usually after 18 months, they're like, okay, you got to get him evaluated. Your kid's nonverbal at a year and a half, you know? And
right.
But he made it almost to two. And then all of a sudden, I took him to these classes, though, because I wanted to get him checked out. And it was just, like, these ladies that are, like, speech development, things like that, just to get him to talk. And once he started talking, it was like, oh, wow, there's so much going on in that little head that I had no clue. Like, he's just super smart. He knew so much stuff. He just wouldn't speak. He was just all ears and eyes, you know? So we're working on it, though. He's getting better with the holding conversations, but if I want him to read a book or anything, I always tell him, like, read this, and he'll just go through the whole book and say it out loud to me and, like, read it to me. So he's doing really well. He counts really well. He's super smart. He's, like, becoming kind of self-sufficient. He's almost finished with his potty training already. You know, every now and then we have an accident, but he's amazing. Yeah, it's something.
I'm happy to hear that for you. I'm glad your parenting is going well.
Yeah.
Because it can be rough.
Yeah, it's the biggest challenge of your life because you just never know what you're going to get. Like, you get a little human and then you don't know what they're going to turn into, you know? You could try to, like, mold them, but they're going to do what they want to do at the end of the day. Like, I bet your dad's super proud of you for you being this age and you're, like, looking at college and starting a business and helping him with chat.
Well,
like, I'm sure.
Here's my thing.
If you were my kid.
Because my dad, like, wasn't... He didn't really have, like, opportunities and stuff like that, you know what I mean? He had nobody to kind of, like, push him and drive him.
Mm-hmm.
And now it kind of makes me feel the shittiest because he didn't have me till he was 40 years old because he just financially wasn't able to afford kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
you never are, man. Kids are always it's a lifetime thing, you know? Don't let
but
that ever
he stop. Still, he still works quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And he's not retiring for a long time, and he just wishes he could, like, could have had opportunities and done better, you know what I mean? And it's kind of too late. So all I kind of want to do is just at least make him not disappointed.
Yeah, no, you're doing great, man. I understand that feeling, though, too. My mom passed when I was young, so it was just, like, me, my dad, I have two sisters and a brother. And you know, I buckled down a lot. Like, I basically just gave up being a kid because I would see him, like, work until he couldn't anymore, come home, like, super tired. He would drink a little bit, pass out, and I would, like, totally be fine with it. And some people would be like, oh, that's alcoholism. And I'm like, no, this guy's, like, just lost his wife. He's got 4 kids he's got to figure out how to provide for. And so I just, would literally, like, put him to bed, you know, make him stuff, like, take care of him like he was a kid, and he got home, and then I would, you know, try to figure out, okay, how am I going to make some money to help dad? And I just turned into, you know, an adult and just try to help them through the process. That's good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like some kids just see their parents as like, okay, they don't see them as a human. Like, oh, you owe me. You need to give me this. Give me, do as I, you know what I mean? And,
Yeah,
so that's what I'm worried about my kid ever turning into, you know? I don't want one of those guys that's like 30 years old still on the couch. You know, you're 18, starting a company, looking at school. Like, I'm sure he's, like, super proud and grateful he has you. He lucked out, you know.
All I'd have to say, like, advice-wise, it all has to do with who he hangs out with.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I know that now. You know, I barely started golfing over the last year, but I've always made really good money doing this. I went to school and stuff, like, put myself through school. But I recently just started connecting with different people that are just, like, a lot of them, they're sober, they make good money, they're business owners. Everybody I work with is a business owner. So, like, it's nice to be able to connect with them. And that just changed my whole life. Like, I feel like the people that I was hanging out with, I kind of held on to them from, like, 18 to 25. And then, you know, now I'm a dad, and then I got this whole different group of people that I hang out with, and life's just a lot better. Like, they always do the right thing. They don't ever try to talk me into doing the wrong thing. And it's just... life's just so much easier if you do the right stuff, you know, and stay on the right path. You don't have those headaches of having to look over your shoulder or worry about things, you know. So,
I agree. John, I'm really sorry.
You're good.
I kind of do have to go.
No, you're good, bud. So you should have all your paperwork there and your text messages and some emails as well for confirmation. Try to sign those and fill them out as best you can, and then we're going to circle back with you on Thursday to welcome in the new year at 10 o'clock, okay?
Okay, thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right, TJ. If you need anything, you got my number. Just reach out.
Yeah. All right. See you, John.
All right. Bye.